Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed board, corn and beans both higher today. Corn up 3.5 to 4 cents, actually 4.5 higher in the December corn at 3.43. Soybeans also higher, 2.5 higher in November, 9.87 3/4. While on out into next spring and winter, up 3 to 4 cents. Now, wheat futures took a bit of a negative turn today, down 7.5 cents in Kansas City at 5.85 3/4 in December. And then July of 2015, which is the crop that's going in the ground, and down 6.25 cents at 5.90. Most of the general comments about that price was that we're getting rain here in the Southern Plains, and with more rain forecasted over the next week, it looks like we're going to get off to a good start in terms of soil moisture for the Kansas City or hard red winter wheat futures. Chicago wheat wasn't down quite as much, down about 2 cents at $5.25. It had about an 8 cent range, did trade below $5 for part of the morning, but then ended up closing just above it to finish the day. Up in the far northern parts of the Midwest, we did have some cold temperatures Friday night, or Friday morning and Saturday morning. There is some talk that there was some frost damage, but time will tell the effect on the beans and corn.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning we kicked off with the weekly exports. Corn was 29.1 million bushels. We were looking for 32 to 39. Soybeans were 9.4, looking for 7 to 12, so that was right in the middle of the range. And then wheat futures on the high end at 20.04 million bushels, now looking for 17 to 20. We also have the NOPA August bean numbers released this morning at 110.6 million bushels. The average guess was 111.6. So the idea initially was that was a little bit bearish. And last month, we were 119.6. If you go back, we're the lowest we've been in 11 months since last time. Last year at this time, we were 108.68. And the bullish factor were that soy oil stocks were below guesses, and that was enough to fend off the negative crush number and drive beans higher. Now, tomorrow morning, we have the FSA's latest acreage update. There's ideas that will be below what the USDA has estimated for corn and soybeans, and that's causing the short covering rally here today in corn and beans. And then last week, of course, we had the Midwest temps. There's ideas that it wasn't as cold as far south as it was originally anticipated.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle up 7 at 156.35, December down 22 at 159.02, October feeder cattle down 7 at 225.85, November down 17 at 223.75, October lean hogs up 37 at 106.07, and December down 45 at 95.85. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 7 at 5.86 1/4, March down 6.5 at 5.94 3/4. December Chicago wheat wheat down 1¾ at $5.75. December corn up 4½ at $3.43. March up 4 at $3.55. November soybeans up 4¼ at $9.89½. January up 5 at $9.97½. October cotton down 2.43 at $68.18. And December down 2.16 at $65.84. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.